The FBI in Peace and War. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Silver Pearl.
Smiling at me and look like you're talking nonsense.
I am.
The local police are checking up on every foreigner in Havana, so be careful.
Of course, don't worry. Now, what about the arrangements?
Everything is fixed. It will cost you 10,000 American dollars.
That is too much.
Take it or leave it. We can't waste time.
But...
No buts. 10 is the price.
What guarantee have I got?
You want to get into the United States, we will get you in. Only make up your mind.
All right.
10,000?
Yes.
Cash in advance.
I am ready.
Very well. First thing in the morning, go to the apartment house at number 14 Calle Nacional. Ask for Joseph Bristol. He is captain of the Silver Pearl.
Silver Pearl?
His fishing boat.
Joseph Bristol?
Yes, he's an American. Just say that Carla sent you.
I understand.
Señorita Hernández.
Oh, sí, Pedro?
The gentleman at table 9.
Oh, tell them I will be right over, Pedro.
Sí, señorita.
Some friends at table 9. You're staying for the next show?
No, I'll drink this and run along.
You have everything correct.
Quite correct. Joseph Bristol, captain of the Silver Pearl.
14 Calle Nacional. Say that Carla sent you.
On August 4th, 1953, a trio of men left the Florida coast near Miami in a small fishing boat. The destination was Havana, Cuba, but the boat never arrived. Two of the men drowned in the attempt, and the third was picked up in the water at the point of exhaustion. This is the story of what happened. The date was either late June or early July. The place, a small night spot in Havana called La Zambia. According to our reconstruction, one of these men kept an appointment at this club, received a certain set of instructions, and proceeded to a house at number 14 Calle Nacional.
Yes?
Good morning. My name's Dennis, Paul Dennis. I would like to see Mr. Joseph Bristol. Carla sent me.
Oh, come in, Mr. Dennis.
Thank you.
Alan, who is it?
We're coming, Joe. You must forgive us the way the house looks. We had some guests last night.
I said, who is it, Alan?
My husband, he doesn't feel too well this morning.
Alan!
Joe?
Who are you?
Please, Joe, this is Mr. Dennis. Carla sent him.
Carla? Oh, Mr. Dennis. Yeah. Well, come in, sir, come in. Shake hands with my partner, Ray Pereira.
How do you do?
Use fine, thanks. Pull up a chair.
Alan, don't stand there like an idiot. Go fix us some drinks.
No, thank you. I'm afraid it's just a little early in the day for me.
Yeah? Not for us, huh, Ray?
Joe.
Do like I say.
All right.
And make it fast. My tongue's hanging out.
Yes, Joe.
Females. Are you burdened with a wife who's too crazy about you, Mr. Dennis?
I am not married.
Lucky man, huh, Ray? Yeah, it's hot out today.
95.
Mr. Bristol.
Yeah, sure. You want to get down to business. Did you bring the money?
Half of it.
Half?
$5,000 for getting me into the United States. Another $5,000 when I am safely back here in Havana.
I see. And how long will you stay in the United States?
About 3 weeks. I have certain arrangements to make there.
With the Second National Bank of Miami, Florida. Hey, Mr. Dennis?
How do you know?
Oh, we always check up on any client who wants to sail with us.
You do?
Always.
So we just naturally know that you have a nice bank account and safe deposit box in Miami under the name of Peter Denisenko.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
And that you want to make passage into the United States, visit this bank, and return to Europe with no one the wiser.
You gentlemen get around, don't you?
Yeah, we manage. Ah, the drinks.
Mr. Bristol.
Will I be sober enough to sail tomorrow? Of course, Mr. Dennis.
After all,
it's dangerous business getting by the American immigration people. Isn't it, Ellen?
Yes, Joe.
Don't you worry, Mr. Dennis. We always deliver our clients safely.
You guarantee that?
Didn't Carla tell you? It was very simple. We've constructed a false bottom under our cargo space.
False bottom?
Yeah. Clever, huh? We arrive in Miami, we remove our cargo. Later, when everything's clear, we remove you. May smell of fish a little, but you're delivered safe. We have a deal?
We have a deal.
Good. You won't join us in a drink?
No, thank you.
Well, then we drink alone. Denisenko. Is that a Polish name, Mr. Dennis?
You mind your business. I will mind mine.
Yeah, sure. That's the way I like it. Ray to our client, Mr. Dennis, and safe crossing.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Ray. Want to take a turn at the wheel?
Never mind that. There's a Coast Guard boat up ahead. They're giving us the business on the radio phone.
What business?
Stand by for inspection.
You better warn our client.
Right.
Tell him to keep absolutely quiet.
I will.
No sound at all.
Right. Mr. Dennis, you all right down there?
All right.
There's a Coast Guard boat up ahead. Be sure you make no sound until you hear from me next. No sound at all. All right?
All right.
Good. Now keep your fingers crossed. We're going to stop.
Well, good evening, Senor Bristol.
Yeah, good evening, Senorita. Would you sit down?
Thank you, I will. Did you deliver our client to Miami?
I did. A drink, Senorita?
Yes, if you please. No complications?
None at all. Waiter!
Si, senor.
Two double rum with soda.
Si, senor.
You're a smart operator, Joe.
Yeah. Only dumb with you.
My love is money, Joe.
So I found out. Ah, Carla,
oh,
honey.
Oh, forget it, Joe. You have a wife.
Yeah, she bores me.
I said forget it. Talk about money.
Listen.
Money, Joe. That doesn't bore me.
Okay.
When does our client come back here to Havana?
I pick him up in 3 weeks.
He will pay the rest of the $10,000 then, huh?
Yeah. Big deal.
What? What's wrong about that?
Nothing, baby. Not a thing. But you love money so much. How would you like to have $100,000 instead of $10,000?
Joe.
How would you, huh? Look, you and me, the two of us, we could live real nice on $100,000. Brazil, Rio, you could pick the spot.
Joe, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the money our client will get in Miami. I'm talking about the contents of that nice safe deposit box he's got.
You're going to hold him up?
Oh, I wouldn't call it that. It's just a little extra fee for taking him out of the United States.
Joe.
Huh?
You are a louse.
Sue me.
You would do anything at all if it brought any profit, wouldn't you?
I'd do anything to get what I want, Carla.
$100,000.
Your game?
It sounds...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Two double rum with soda, senor.
Thanks. That's all, waiter.
Si, senor.
Of course, Carla, she goes along with the money, correct?
That was the idea.
Ellen?
Leave her to me. How about it?
I said it sounds interesting.
It's a deal, then?
Yes, Joe, it's a deal.
Investigation of an alien smuggling racket that we had been working on in cooperation with the Immigration Service was aided suddenly by a tip from the Havana police. Agent Reynolds was down in Miami at the time, conferring with Inspector Malloy, when I put through a call from Washington.
Well, there you are, Mr. Reynolds, a complete report of every boat and plane coming into port in the last few months.
It's quite a stack, Inspector.
Well, we followed your instructions implicitly. Excuse me. Immigration Service, Inspector Malloy speaking.
Hello, Inspector. This is Howard Stevens.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm calling for Dave Reynolds. Is he in your office now?
Yes, he is. Hold on. For you, Dave. Washington calling.
Oh, thanks. Reynolds speaking.
Hello, Dave. How is it down there?
Plenty hot, but no luck so far.
Well, maybe our luck's going to change. I've just got permission through the State Department for you to go to Havana.
Well, that is a break.
Mr. Andrews convinced them that we can't stop this racket from the Florida end.
Good.
And I'm in it with you. I'll be in Miami tomorrow. We can take the afternoon flight to Havana.
I'll be waiting.
Okay, Dave. I won't speak to you again. Bye.
Bye, Steve. Well, Inspector, at last the Bureau gets a break.
You do, huh?
Yep. We're going to tackle this alien smuggling racket at the source. We're moving into Havana.
Havana's a pretty large town, Mr. Reynolds.
I know, but we've got a tip that we've been anxious to verify.
Anything you can tell me?
Not exactly, but I can tell you one thing. When we get to Havana, we're going to study the native music very carefully.
Native music? You mean like in nightclubs?
That's right, Inspector. The native music like in nightclubs.
In the last week of July, I joined Agent Reynolds, and our painstaking inquiry into the alien smuggling racket began from the Havana end. Our arrival in Cuba coincided in time with the arrangement being carried out between Paul Dennis and Joseph Bristol. But of course, we had no knowledge of this, nor were we aware how completely the subsequent development of this arrangement would aid us in breaking the case.
So, that's about it, Mr. Dennis. Ray and me here, we underestimated our expenses in this deal. Now, if you want us to take it back out of the United States, it's going to cost you a little bit extra. Join us?
It's going to cost extra?
Yeah, shame we underestimated. Here you are, Ray.
Mm-hmm. We made a deal, Mr. Bristol.
I know.
$5,000 in advance, $5,000 when I was returned to Havana.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, if it wasn't, I was losing money.
How much extra, Mr. Bristol?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Dennis, when you figure out the risk involved...
How much?
How much? $100,000.
Your health, Joe?
The same.
You must be out of your mind.
$100 minus the $5 advance.
Out of your mind or falling down drunk? I don't know which.
Now, listen, you two... Suit yourself.
I won't pay, Bristol. I won't give you one penny more than we bargained for.
Won't, huh?
Not one penny.
Look, Mr. Dennis, I haven't got time to waste talking. If you don't want to explain how you got into this country to the American authorities, you'll pay and pay fast.
What?
The American authorities? I think they would be interested to hear that Mr. Paul Dennis is in Florida.
I see.
Sure. You're no dope, Dennis. We don't have to draw your diagrams.
I will give you $50,000.
Another drink, Gray?
Why not?
75. That's my final offer.
Mine's 100.
I don't have that much.
Oh, senor, we weep for you.
Yeah, you're breaking our hearts.
100,000, eh?
Uh-huh.
And if I agree to give it to you...
If? Senor?
If I do...
We still have a deal. Your return to Havana. Now, think it over. You have 1 week from today.
I will think it over. But, Bristol...
Yeah?
I am warning you. If you try anything else, you are going to be sorry.
This is the end of it, pal. You have my word.
Anything else, Bristol. Remember that. I'm warning you.
To the Director, FBI, Washington, confidential. Arrived Havana with Agent Reynolds. Our following local lead on Cuban entertainer Carla Hernandez will advise results. Sign it, Stevens.
Hello,
Memorandum to the director, July 28th. Local police aiding in surveillance of Carla Hernandez. Home, clothes, manner of living, all far in excess of nightclub income. July 31st. Subject seen often in company of Joseph Bristol, married American living in Havana. Bristol is skipper of a fishing launch operating between Cuba and the United States. August 2nd. Consider relationship of subject with Joseph Bristol definite tie-up. Suggest visit to apartment in Bristol's absence, 14 Calle Nacional.
Señorita Hernandez.
Sí, Pedro?
There is someone here to see you, señorita.
Gracias, Pedro. Oh, please excuse me, gentlemen.
In the front office, señorita.
Gracias. Why, Ellen.
Hello, Carla.
What a pleasant surprise. I'll have a waiter bring in some drinks.
No, Carla.
What?
No drinks. This isn't a social call.
Oh. What are you doing here, Ellen?
You'd better sit down, Carla.
Ellen.
Really, you'd better. This is going to be a little hard to take.
If this is about Joe and me.
It's about the FBI.
FBI?
They called on me today. The FBI called on me. You'd better sit down.
What did they want?
Before Joe left for Florida, he told me something. He'd been drinking again. He told me this trip with Mr. Dennis would be the last. He told me he wasn't coming back to me.
Ellen, what did the FBI want?
Let go of me, Carla.
Ellen!
I'll tell you what they wanted. Joe. They wanted him. Everybody wants Joe. The FBI? Me? Carla Hernandez?
Don't talk like a schoolgirl.
Joe was right. He isn't coming back. To me, to you, to anyone.
What?
You won't get Joe, Carla. You won't take him away from me. I've fixed it so you won't.
What are you talking about? Ellen, what are you talking about?
I told the FBI about the boat. I told them where they'd find Paul Dennis.
No.
I love Joe, Carla. I couldn't let you have him.
You didn't do it, Ellen. Tell me you didn't.
I did it. I told them. When the boat comes in tonight, they'll have Joe. You won't.
Ellen, you idiot. You crazy, jealous idiot. I don't want Joe. I swear to you, I never wanted him.
What?
I only let him think I did. That's all, Ellen. For money, I let him think so.
Carla.
Oh, how could you have done such a thing? If the Silver Pearl has left Florida, we'll all go to jail. You, Ramon, Joe, all of us.
You didn't want him, Joe?
Hello. Hello, operator. I want to put through a rush call to Miami, Florida.
You didn't want
Joe? Oh, it's only they haven't left.
Carla.
Yes, please. And hurry it, operator. It is urgent.
Our visit to Ellen Bristol's apartment alerted us to the location of the Silver Pearl, and we wanted very much to examine this so-called fishing boat. However, our call to Miami followed the urgent call made by Carla Hernandez, and it was this last call that started the Silver Pearl's fatal trip.
All right, Senor Dennis, get in.
Where is Bristol?
Joe? He'll be right here. There was a phone call for him at the pier office.
Pereira.
Yes?
You tell Bristol something for me.
Anything, senor.
Tell him to remember my warning. If he tries anything else, he's going to be sorry.
I will tell him, senor.
You remember it too, Pereira.
As you say. Now, please, get in.
We are starting the second jury turns.
Smells terrible.
Oh, I know, senor. It has been more comfortable for you in the cabin, but so long as it keeps the noses of the authorities turned away. Oh, here's our skipper now.
All right, close it up.
Si, senor. All right?
All right.
All set, Joe.
Ray, make it fast. Start up the motor.
What's the matter?
Everything. The police are on to us. They're waiting in Havana.
What?
That was Carla on the phone. Ellen spilled the whole work. Start up the motor, I tell you.
Joe!
Start it up.
We can't go to Havana
Don't
now.
Don't tell me what we can't do. You heard what I said. Start up that motor.
Shouldn't have done this, Joe. Why?
That rotten Ellen. I'd like to kick her face in.
We won't have a chance.
100,000 clear, and she has to louse it up.
He'll search the boat the minute we dock. He'll find Danny, sure.
Yeah, that's right. They will.
And why?
They'll find Dennis if we dock.
Huh?
We're not going to Havana, Ray. We're not going to dock.
What?
Not going to dock. Something ripped the hull wide open. Water pouring in all over. We have to abandon ship.
Joe.
When they pick us up in a life raft, no money, no evidence. We're in the clear.
In the clear. What about Dennis?
What about him?
Joe.
He and the boat are 1,000 leagues under. They can never prove a thing.
You mean you'd leave him?
What's the matter? It's perfect.
Stop.
Of course I'd leave him. What's Dennis to us?
No.
It's our only way out, Ray. Have you ever found
No.
Him? You know how many years we'd get? Don't go baby on me.
But, Joe...
What if we can't play around if his liquor are?
He wouldn't have a chance, Joe.
But, Ray, I don't want this any more than you.
There must be some other way.
I told you the other way. Jail for all of us.
Joe.
Get back there. Put an axe through the side. Ray?
Why?
Will you come back until I can tell you?
Okay, Joe.
And make it fast. I'll call the shore patrol. Give him the news.
Well, what'll I tell Danny?
Tell him nothing. He'll find out soon enough. Silver Pearl contacting shore. Silver Pearl contacting shore. Go ahead, Ray. Use it.
Uh-huh.
Come in, shore patrol. Over.
Shore patrol. Answering Silver Pearl. Come in, Silver Pearl.
Shore patrol. We're in trouble. About 90 miles out. Big hole on starboard. Out of control. Boat sinking rapidly. Over. Get that life raft into the water, Ray.
Yeah.
Silver Pearl, are you able to remain afloat until we reach you? Over.
Shore patrol, no. Can't possibly hold up. Boat going down, abandoning ship, signing on. Okay, let's go.
Shore patrol calling Silver
money,
Pearl.
Never mind the money. Can't have it found on it.
$100,000.
It's the money of jail. Let's go.
I'm set.
Get in.
Pearl.
Joe, how do you shoot?
Going down, Ray. Get in.
Come on.
Goodbye, Mr. Dennis! Pick up an oar. Might as well get started.
Joe.
Let's not talk about it, huh?
Joe, look.
What?
Look!
What? The air's going out.
Dennis!
What?
That's what he meant. If you try anything else, you're going to be sorry.
Dennis did it?
He put holes in the raft.
That's what he meant. Ray!
He's going under. Swim for him.
I can't.
What?
I can't swim.
He's going under.
No, Ray, don't leave me.
Swim for it, Joe.
No, please, Ray. Ray, help. Don't leave me. Ray, help. Don't leave me.
Ramon Pereira was the lone survivor when the Havana patrol boat reached the scene. On release from the prison hospital, he and Carla Hernandez were tried and convicted under Cuban law. Both went to prison for long terms. Ellen Bristol was brought back to the United States, where she was put on a 2-year probationary period. Our books are closed on The Silver Pearl.
United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.